Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria môre op na 23 grade, Johannesburg 20, Rustenburg 22 grade.
In the traffic, R21 south from Olifantsfontein through Tembisa and towards Benoni is a nightmare. There is still the crash in the middle of the Galilee's interchange towards the airport. It is slow from London Road as well as from Germiston, and then a crash on the Mike 1 southbound on the way to Jan Smuts and Empire. That's backed up to about Corlett Drive.
To manage the sport headlines, Apelele Fassi enjoying his new lease on life provided by Tony Brown and Rassie Erasmus with the box, and India 259 for 3 on day 1 of the first test against England at Headingley.
Die polisiekommissaris Fanny Masemola het besoek afgelê aan die plek waar die adjunk fisiekanselier van die Walter Sisulu Universiteit doodgeskiet is. Die 44-jarige Sinentemba Mpambane is doodgeskiet terwyl hy in sy kar gesit het naby die Mtata campus. Nou, volgens Masemola is 'n multidissiplinêre taakspan saamgestel om die saak te ondersoek, en hoewel die motief onduidelik bly, sê Masemola niks is gesteel nie.
We don't know the motive. And it doesn't look like they took anything because his laptop, some cash was found in the car, and his cell phones were also found in the car. So surely the motive can be robbery, something else, because nothing was taken from him.
President Cyril Ramaphosa het intussen vandag gesê die regering werk aan befondsing vir die regstelsel sodat nie so afhanklik van die nasionale tesourie is nie. Die doel is om meer doeltreffend te wees. Nou in die stadium is die regstelsel afhanklik van die tesourie om toestemming te kry vir sekere operasionele funksies, maar hoe sou so iets dan nou werk?
Money will be made available, and of course to the extent that we are able to mobilize the resources as we grow the economy, the judiciary will have the money and they will be in control, just as Parliament is in control of its own budget.
En die Nasionale Dierebeskermingsvereniging sê hy het strafregtelike klagte gelê teen die maatskappy Daybreak Farms se raad van direkteurs. Nou, meer as 1 miljoen hoenders moes onlangs uitgesit word nadat hulle in haglike omstandighede aangetref is. Die vereniging sê die aanklagte is gebaseer op oorweldigende bewyse van erge nalatigheid en ook sistemiese wanbestuur. Hier is die nasionale woordvoerder, Jacques Peacock.
We will now work closely with the South African Police Service and the National Prosecuting Authority to pursue justice on behalf of the animals that suffered. The law compels us to value every single animal individually. To witness the suffering of one animal multiplied by a million is not just a disaster, it's a grave and morally reprehensible failure.
Intussen sê die VN-sekretaris-generaal Antonio Guterres, die wêreld kom te staan teen 'n beduidende oomblik in die geskiedenis, soos vir die konflik tussen Israel en Iran voortduur. Die VN-veiligheidsraad vergader tans oor die kwessie. En die Proteas se onlangse wêreldbekeroorwinning is nog vars in Suid-Afrikaners se geheue. Maar so van die ons op die jas, het jy geweet die wêreld se jongste kriketskeidsregter is hier in Suid-Afrika? Die 14-jarige Renier Jansen van Rensburg het vanmiddag met Jacaranda FM gepraat oor die prestasie en hoe hy gevoel het om te hoor sy naam gaan aangeteken word in die Guinness wêreldboeke.
Die Guinness World Record beteken die wêreld vir my, letterlik. Ek is trots om te kan sê ek het my land in die rekordboeke gesit. Omdat ek so lief is vir die cricket, is dit lekker om te dink ek het so baie bereik in die sport. Ek is opgewonde vir die toekoms.
Pretoria môre 5:21, Johannesburg 5:18, Mbombela 8:20, Skukuza 8:24, Polokwane 7:20, Messina 14:26, Mahikeng 4 op na 19 grade en Rustenburg 4:21. Ek is Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 7.
The Drive with Robin Ross, weekdays 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
That's right, it is Friday afternoon.
Whoop!
Just one whoop.
Ja, I'll whoop whoop afterwards. Let ek eers hoor.
Rob's Mix on Jacaranda FM.